to our special board meeting tonight, Tuesday, August 12th, here at the Education Center. This is a meeting of the Board of Education in public for the purpose of conducting the school district's business and is not to be considered a public community meeting. Our agenda this evening is relatively short and straightforward, so could we have a call to order and we'll get ourselves going. And a roll call.
Mrs. Bernauer.
Yes.
Mr. Dawson.
Yes.
Mrs. Mack.
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler.
Yes.
Mr. Jansen.
Yes, please join me in a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, it hasn't been. That's right.
Sorry, Mr. Jansen.
Motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Scott, any changes?
No, sir.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernauer.
Yes.
Mr. Dawson.
Yes.
Mrs. Mack.
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler.
Yes.
Mr. Jansen.
Yes, motion passes 5-0. Item D, administrative reports and discussion. Scott, transportation update and admin retreat.
Yes, I just wanted to keep the board informed as to the things that are happening, and we have updated our website to inform parents about the bus routes. They will be posted, and parents will receive that information on August 18th. That update explains the protocol for transportation concerns that people can utilize if they have a question about their new stop, and that would be for all of the children we deliver, students who are attending our schools as well as students that we deliver to other locations, just to make sure they have a sense of where do I go, who do I ask questions, so all those numbers are available for people. We have updated our committee members for the appeals committee, and Mrs. Mack is currently on that appeals committee, and we have a meeting that's going to be happening next week. Now I know that Mrs. Mack may not be here because she's going to be, and I won't speak for you, Kathleen.
I'm back at work.
Okay.
I'll speak for myself.
Okay,
thank
well,
you.
I just, on this particular meeting, so what we're going to do is call the committee together with all the representatives and go over again all of the new policies and procedures that the board has adopted and move forward with so that we're certain that we're using a consistent process for everybody or anyone who happens to have a question. So that committee will come in and we'll take care of that. And then we are sharing the updates with the principal's welcome back newsletters that he sends out. Mrs. Harbinack has been coordinating that with Joe. So basically, everything as far as communication to the best of our knowledge that we can provide to parents, we're doing so in addition to some processes and procedures that haven't been used in the last few years because we have not yet had transportation. We've worked through and will continue to work through the internal path, you know, the way that buses come in and things like that, just to make sure that we're meeting the time expectations that we put out there. So it's just a quick and easy transportation update. But as far as communication, I do want to thank Kathy Harbinack because she's been working closely with us and making sure that we don't miss an electronic opportunity, a written opportunity, a newsletter opportunity, and a news media opportunity. So thank you, Kathy, for that.
I just want to point, I've had a couple questions from parents that I think there might be a misunderstanding about the cluster stops. They think it might affect their elementary school students. So I'm sure we've been clear about that, but they are saying, so how far am I going to have to drive my child? And I said, no, that doesn't apply. So.
Great point. I think we can put something.
I said nothing has changed as far as the way those bus stops would have gone.
We will put something on the constant contact for elementary parents that says the changes that will be reflected this year are for high school. Your stops will be very similar to what they were in years past. However, there are some adjustments based on particular students who may have moved down the streets or whatever, but I think that's a good point. We should do that.
But if they get the adjustments, they may think, well, I'm getting this because of the cluster side,
right.
And so maybe just get
it. That's a great point. We'll get that out to our elementary people. We'll get that done this week. We can do that, right?
Tomorrow.
Okay, we'll take care of that. It's a good point. Okay, thank you for that.
lost my agenda. The next one is the administrative retreat. You know, each year we do get together at the beginning of the school year well in advance to try to plan, and this year we spent a lot of time with PLC discussions in our school district and how we want to have that process work throughout the year. We talked about this the last time we were together as the board, that the PLC is very closely related to the PLC teams are very closely related to the RTI process, which is our response to intervention, which is making sure that those things are coordinated with each other so that our teams, their goals, our building goals, our administrative evaluations, everything is based on how well those things are unfolding in our district. And unfolding not from an administrative perspective, but we believe that those are the tools that we can use to best help our students across the school district, regardless of if they are experiencing difficulty with the curriculum or if they need enrichment. Those are the plans that we have in place to work with our administrative teams and staff. And the good news about PLCs is, although at this particular meeting, at this discussion, it might sound administrative in nature, the PLC's purpose is for the people who are working closest with the students, who have the data about how students are performing. They are the ones that are developing the PLC plans and actions. They are the ones that are helping us design the response to intervention protocols, and we're working with Dr. Simsek on that. So when it comes from the teachers who are working with the students and the parents, we believe it is a much richer program and will be far superior to something that is administratively created. So we're very happy about that, and we're looking forward to continuing with those models again this year. And that was the basic theme of our entire administrative retreat. You know, we talk about summer maintenance, making sure that everything is taken care of. We talk about the transportation update and the things that we talked about today about communication, making sure that we don't miss anything. We have breakout sessions on things that we discussed with the board at the last meeting, where we talked about last year's executive sessions. We broke out and we talked about a few of those specific items and put some plans together for those for the upcoming school year. And we will continue to create the board work plans from some of the goals that we established the last time we were together, and I will share those again on August 25th with the board, sort of get your sense of how they're coming along. Are the goals or the objectives that we have established with those meeting the needs of the board and the expectations that you all have? So we're right online. The administrative retreat was a very successful retreat, and our administrators are excited and ready to come back, and so they're in the buildings, and now we're seeing the teachers starting to sprinkle in, and so we're off and running. But I thought you'd want to know what we were working on there, and it's very closely related to the last discussion we had in July about goals for the upcoming school year. So those are the two updates that I have for you.
Any further questions, comments? Thank you. Item E, new business. Personnel contract recommendations. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
That's basically what tonight's meeting was about, is making sure that as we move closer to August 27th that we have all of our positions filled, and the information that you have represents just that. As we go into the 27th, these recommendations fulfill the open places in all of our schools, except for we still have, we talked to you about the potential of a music opening at Highland Elementary, and I provided you information last week on that. We're working on that right now, and there is a halftime reading position, but that will be on the August 25th agenda. The person has been identified. We have all of that ready to go. We just have a question about the music situation, and the interviews for that are beginning this week. So all of this then fills all of the positions that we have. And again, there are no FTE increases with this documentation, including the August 25th halftime reading hire.
Now, if it takes a while on that music teacher thing, I mean, is it you just use subs until the ripple effect? If people are backfilling each other and have to give notice and have to then, I mean, is it a...
In this case, it will be a substitute if we get to that point. However, I could let Brian speak to this.
We have people in the interview process, so we don't believe that this can't be taken care of by the 27th. But we want to make sure that we are hiring the best possible candidates, and if it doesn't happen by the 27th, we can extend that and put a substitute in that situation to make sure that when we get the person, it's the type of individual mm-hmm. with the expertise and the skill set that we believe is important to keep that building moving along. So we won't be shifting a lot of different people. We'll hold it, and then when the person is hired. Mm-hmm. Now, if we do not find a person that we believe is comparable, we believe that we have a great candidate in that slot right now, so finding someone better might be difficult. But someone with the same skill set or comparable skill set, that person will stay in that position. That's because by the Ohio Revised Code, there are expectations and deadlines that need to be met, and the person is a great employee, has served the district and its students well, has an opportunity to be in a position that is much closer related to her life's aspirations and goals, and so we want to be respectful of that. However, that person is well aware of the circumstance that if we can't come up with a person to fill that position, that she may be with us for this year, and that would be difficult for her, but mm-hmm. I don't think we'll be there. But that sort of is an industry standard. We're not going to let go until we have a great candidate to replace.
And the other district is waiting, is willing to wait a little bit to see if
the other district has been notified by Mr. Wyckoff that okay. this is the situation that we're in, and so they're working with us. We're working with them. It's a okay. it's a collegial district. We collaborate with them on a lot of different things. So it's part of the way schools operate in this time of year.
Thanks, Brian.
That is, then as you go into the classified and the extracurriculars, there again, it's pretty self-explanatory or normal for this time of school year. Nothing that jumps off the page is an anomaly.
That covers it?
Yes, sir.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Dozen.
Yes.
Mrs. Mack.
Yes.
Mr. Zuber.
Yes.
Mr. Kasson.
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Our very nice and abbreviated agenda for this evening next has us moving in item F will be for executive session. Following the executive session, there will be no other public formal business conducted. Item F may have a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Brower?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Good news. Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. The board will be in executive session.